Blake Shelton, today's hot new country and your all-time favorites, US 101. Good morning. It's Scott and Scott in the Morning at 8:10.
Yeah, good morning. Time now for a look at sports. Sports brought to you this hour by IlliniCountry.com. IlliniCountry.com. Folks, they've redone the website. You need to go check them out. IlliniCountry.com. Probably the best reference page online. Google, they're gone.
You don't have to remember anything anymore. You remember IlliniCountry.com. You put it in as your homepage. If you want to go over and check news from WAND, Herald and Review, yep. You want to go to our webpage, you want to go to anything in Central Illinois, it's online, IlliniCountry.com.
Right there, IlliniCountry.com.
Well, good morning, everyone. Baseball news from yesterday. Rick Ankiel reminded everyone Chris Duncan was nearby, and Kyle Loesch made a strong statement that Todd Wellmeyer should return to the starting rotation as St. Louis falls to New York 9-0 yesterday afternoon. The Chicago Cubs with a chance to open a one-game lead then in the National League Central. They get beat by a journeyman pitcher and a third baseman with a big knot on his head. He falls to Cincinnati 4-0. And Scott Rowland's got a big knot on his head, huh?
Big knot on his head.
Jim Thomey, he hits two home runs as the White Sox beat the Angels 6-2. And now the White Sox just a game back in the AL Central Division. In NFL news, the St. Louis Rams will retire the number 75 jersey worn by Deacon Jones during the team's home opener on September 27th against the Green Bay Packers. Jones was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1980, and an even bigger claim to fame, he coined the word sack. So,
boy, doesn't he wish he had a dime for
every... Yeah, should have trademarked it.
Uh-huh.
And finally, two coaches on the Brazilian soccer team are taking the blame for the doping of five players who were preparing for the World Championships in Germany. The athletes were given shots of the endurance booster EPO without their knowledge. Jaime Neto, who administered the shot, said afterwards, "I made a mistake and athletics is over for me." So that's big.
And that's a look at sports.
Brought to you by IlliniCountry.com.
Make them your homepage, IlliniCountry.com.
The ultimate reference page for Central Illinois on the web is IlliniCountry.com. Connecting you to sports and information all on one site. IlliniCountry.com is the website for all Illini fans, plus being one of Central Illinois' most comprehensive websites. IlliniCountry.com is the best source for everything going on in Central Illinois. Check your email, sports scores, weather, live Doppler radar, the area's best half-price deals, and some of the most helpful websites on the web. Swing by IlliniCountry.com today and make it your homepage. IlliniCountry.com.
All American.